Hey everyone, it's Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood remote work guide, and welcome back to the Lonely Desk. Today, we're diving into something that might sound a little old school, but trust me, it's a game changer for anyone working from home. Journaling. Now, before you picture dusty notebooks and teenage angst, hear me out. We're not talking about writing your deepest secrets, although if that helps, go for it. This is about harnessing the power of putting pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, to boost your focus, manage stress, and actually feel more connected in this often isolating world of remote work. Ever feel like your thoughts are running a marathon around your brain? Like you're juggling a million tasks, deadlines, and emails all at once? Yeah, I know that feeling. Journaling can be your secret weapon to bring some calm to the chaos. Writing things down literally helps clear space in your mind, freeing up mental bandwidth for those important creative leaps or problem-solving moments. Think of it like decluttering your brain, out with the old, in with the new, and a whole lot more clarity. Here are 5 key takeaways from our journaling deep dive that will seriously level up your remote work game. 1. Stress buster extraordinaire. Remote work can be amazing, but let's be honest, it also comes with its own set of pressures. Deadlines looming, clients emailing late at night, the constant temptation to binge-watch Netflix instead of tackling that spreadsheet, it adds up. Journaling is your stress safety valve. It's a private space where you can vent, process those anxieties, and release pent-up emotions without judgment. Think of it as your virtual therapy session, but without the hefty bill. 2. The focus fuel you need. Multitasking? Yeah, that's a myth. Our brains aren't wired for it. Trying to juggle emails, calls, and brainstorming sessions simultaneously just leads to burnout and sloppy work. Journaling can help you stay laser-focused by setting clear intentions at the start of your workday. Write down your top priorities, your goals for each task, and even visualize yourself crushing those deadlines. It's like priming your brain for success. 3. Boost your creativity. Ever noticed how a long walk or shower can spark brilliant ideas? That's because allowing your mind to wander freely often leads to breakthroughs. Journaling does the same thing. Write down your thoughts, even if they seem random or nonsensical. You might surprise yourself with unexpected connections and solutions. 4. The gratitude game changer. Let's be real, remote work can feel isolating at times. It's easy to get caught up in the routine and forget the good stuff. Journaling is a great way to cultivate gratitude by highlighting the positive aspects of your workday. That awesome client call, a breakthrough on a project, or even just a perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Remember, focusing on the good can shift your entire perspective. 5. The reflection revolution. At the end of each day, take a few minutes to reflect on what went well, what could be improved, and any lessons learned. Journaling this process helps you track your progress, identify patterns in your work, and make adjustments for greater efficiency and success. It's like having your own personal performance review, but way more insightful. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a graphic designer working remotely. She's feeling overwhelmed with deadlines, juggling client calls, and battling distractions. Enter journaling. Sarah starts jotting down her to-do list each morning, listing out her top priorities. She takes 5 minutes at lunch to express gratitude for the supportive clients she has and the creative freedom of remote work. By the end of the week, Sarah feels calmer, more focused, and even more inspired. See? Journaling isn't just about writing. It's about transforming your remote work experience from chaotic to calm, productive, and truly fulfilling. Remember, this isn't about perfection. It's about showing up for yourself each day with a little intentionality. Grab a notebook, fire up that Word document, or even dictate your thoughts into your phone. The key is consistency. Even 5 minutes of journaling can make a world of difference. So, what are you waiting for? Start your own remote work journaling journey today. Share your experiences, triumphs, and challenges with us on social media using hashtag TheLonelyDeskJournal. And remember, you're not alone in this remote work adventure. We're all in this together. See you tomorrow for another dose of remote work wisdom. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.